This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just saw where Billy Joel canceled his tour, including the Pittsburgh show, due to a health issue. I hope everything okay with him. He is an absolute legend. And I've seen him in concert before at the old Civic Arena. I've told the story many times to limits, to the point where he's bored, but I went on a blind date that night. Her name was Kathy. And she didn't like me. I understand. Or at least I understood then. Is Bob Walk there yet, Limits?
No, it doesn't ring. It just goes right to voicemail.
Everybody's rejecting me. Kathy from the blind date, Bob Walk, you, Donnie Chedrick. All right, then let's listen to Ben Charrington, shall we? Let's go back to the Skeens topic. That's what I'd like to do. Ben Charrington, a man of many, 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 many words, didn't have many at all when he was asked yesterday about the possibility of trading Paul Skeens. He just shut it down, said, no, that's not part of basically any conversation we're having. I've sort of changed my tune on this week. I do not think of their own volition, like 100% know that the Pirates would trade him. But when I look at the return that the Nationals got for Juan Soto, my God, they got two all-star position players and a possible ace pitcher. That would get me to change my thinking. Anyway, Bob is on the line.
He's ready to go.
Not just any line, the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can communicate with City Limits on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob Walk, how are you today, sir?
Good, Joe. How you doing?
Doing very well, and I have a new favorite Pirate, and his name is Spencer Horwitz. I love the at-bats. I love the swing. I love the pounding of the chest, a little bit of swagger after the home run. I think he has a chance to be pretty good. I especially just love, you know, the quality of his at-bats and that nice left-handed swing, Bob. And why are left-handed swings always so prettier than right-handed swings? Have you ever figured that out?
No, not really. It might have. I think right-handed swings would be prettier if we had to run the third instead of first. Mm. I think it has something to do with which way you're going at the end of those swings. And I don't know why I think that, but that's the only reason that there physically should be a difference is, you know, you're moving in a different direction. But you're right. As far as Horwitz is concerned, I think you hit the nail on the head. Everything you said is the way I feel. You know, he really looks good up at the plate. One of those guys give you the, you know, the quote unquote professional at bat. You know, when we need a ball, you know, put in play, let's say a man at third and one out, something like that, I want him at the plate. I think he's got a good idea of the strike zone. I think he's going to make solid contact. Got a home run from him last night, a pretty long home run. I don't think we're going to get a ton of power from him, but in our ballpark, I think, especially in all of our ballpark, his swing will play pretty good, and he will hit some home runs for us. I don't think he's just going to be a singles hitter by any stretch of the imagination. And I was kind of curious about what kind of first baseman he would be over there. The last time I saw somebody over there that I thought was a real plus for us was Santana, and I think that Horwitz is right there with him as far as what he can do on defense.
Yeah.
I love the double play he started the other night. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm glad he's not hurt now, and we can see him with our own eyes. And I like what we see. I wish we would have had him all year. Now after watching him play, I think we'd be in a better situation than we are now. Maybe not a great situation, but it would have been better.
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued by the early returns. Meanwhile, Bob, I wanted to see Henry Davis play yesterday. He had such a good game the night before, but it's tough, I know, because Kutch is not going to play a position, the DH. I feel like Bart's been struggling a little bit in the month of May. I just wanted to see them capitalize on a good night for Henry Davis. How are you feeling about Davis these days? Do you see a little bit more hope that he can stick around and eventually hit?
The thing that, you know, we were led to believe was his weakness was his defense, and his defense is certainly not a weakness, especially when it comes to, you know, the blocking of the pitches and throwing out runners. I mean, he's as good as we've had in quite a while. I mean, he's excellent at that. He hasn't hit really since he's been here. I mean, he's if you look at the 3 years, put them together, there's quite a few at-bats right there. I know this year he's only got, I don't know, 40, 50 at-bats, but before that, he was getting some run out there pretty regularly, and really we haven't ever seen any offense from him. So I think that's what's left to prove. If he proves that he can hit even just a little bit, because of the catcher position being a position where you normally don't see a lot of offense, then I think that, you know, he's going to have a nice, long, successful career in the big leagues, because his catching abilities look absolutely fine to me, if not better than average. Calling a game and all that sort of thing, that to me is kind of an opinion. You know, that some people will have a good opinion of that, some people not. Apparently Skeens likes it a lot, because he's become Skeens' personal catcher. And the other thing that you used to hear all the time, which I didn't really care much for, was the pitch framing stuff. Well, that's becoming less and less important, because we're getting closer and closer to the computer calling balls and strikes. So I'm not worried about that either. So I want to see some offense from him. I'm going to disagree with you in a little bit as far as how much I want to see him playing. He's playing every fifth game for sure, because he's catching Skeens, and he's been mixing in a game somewhere in between there. So right now he's catching two or three games out of 10. I think that's probably about, you know, where he needs to be, unless he starts hitting a little bit better, which maybe he is starting to. You know, the last week or so, it looks a little bit better. The other night, the night you're talking about, he finally got a base hit on something that wasn't a fastball, which is a step forward. That was something good to see. And it came in a moment. I believe it even drove in a big run for us. So, I'm seeing some progress. And as long as the progress is there, well, then, I agree. I think he needs to be back behind the plate a little bit more, because he has certainly apparently come a long ways with his catching, because defensively he's at least just fine back there. I got no problem with that. But also, what are you going to do with Indy? Indy's been on rehab for 10 days now. He's going to be back soon.
Good question.
What are you going to do with him? You're going to option him out? You can't put him at first anymore. We've already covered that. So, there's going to be some questions that come up. And, the DH, I don't think, is the answer. When you have catchers, you really don't like DHing the other catcher very often, for the same reason. Back in the old days, the catcher would be one of your last pinch hitters you would use, because, you know, if you're DH in a catcher and then he has to go behind the plate, now your pitchers are hitting. So that's not a, you do that every now and then, but that's not an ideal situation.
Yeah, it seems like there isn't an ideal situation right now.
No, there isn't right now. Not at all.
Bob Walk.
You know, and there's some bigger questions, too, that need to be answered before you can really say, how much playing time does this guy get or that guy get? You look at the team as a whole. Do you still think we have a shot at the playoffs? If not, then you're thinking about, okay, who's going to be with us next year? Who's not going to be with us next year? Who do we not know if they're going to be with us next year? Maybe we need to see more of this guy to make that decision. It's easy when all you're trying to do is win every night, that, you put the guys out there that think it gives you the best chance. But if you start thinking about next year and, you know, who's going to be around and who's not, then that enters into your lineup every night, right? It has to.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it's 1:21 right now. Time to make that call to the Beulah Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. And Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation, please.
I appreciate it. Question about the construction of the left side of the infield, Bob. Your thoughts on Ke Bryan Hayes and his development, or maybe lack thereof, offensively right now? And what do you make as IKF overall as a player?
I like IKF a lot, to be honest with you. I think he's a good baseball player, period. And, you know, maybe he's not the shortstop that that maybe you want out there. He doesn't really have that super arm strength, but he's got a great quick release. And normally he's pretty accurate with his throws. So he's kind of, you know, making up for maybe a lack of the, you know, left side arm strength. But he's a good glove guy, and, you know, he's kind of a lot like Horowitz when he's at the plate. He's going to make some solid contact most of the time. And, you know, if there's a runner at third base or a runner at second base, you know, I think we got a shot at getting that guy home. So, you know, IKF has been doing very good. I've been disappointed in Hayes's, you know, progress as an offensive player. You know, if he was a middle infielder, then maybe you'd say, oh, you got the good glove there, you know. And but being a third baseman, you know, the corner, you want to see more offensively. And he just has never gotten in a consistent, you know, mold of hitting knocking in a lot of RBIs or getting home runs, you know, something you want from that third baseman. It just hasn't been there. It's been there for, you know, you go look back through his short career here, and you know, it's getting longer now, though. It's getting to the point to where I think you're starting to say, well, he's going to be what he is, you know, good or bad. But there's only been a few times in his career so far you look and say, wow, that he is, you know, hammering the ball, and he's going to be a help in the run production, a middle of the lineup guy. But in the long run, he hasn't been that type of hitter. And you know, I'm not sure at this point if he's really going to develop into that. Is he just kind of more of a middle of the infield bat?
Bob, I'll leave you with this. Have you had a chance to sit down and talk with Skeens at all, gotten to know him a little bit, or no?
No, not really. Just, you know, I've talked with him a little bit, you know, say hi, stuff like that. It was weird because this second time I've been asked that question in the last few days. Mike Schmidt, one of my old ex-teammates, he is an announcer for the Phillies on Sundays at home, and he came in and he wanted to know, you know, about Skeens and stuff, and I said, no, I go, I really, other than the, you know, just say hi, I actually, the only question I've ever asked him is about his hitting. I was curious what kind of hitter he was, you know, in college and in high school and stuff, but I kind of finished it with him, and I'll finish it with you the same way. What the heck am I going to tell Skeens about pitching? You know, I mean, he can teach me something. He's in another world. He's a generational talent. And, you know, for my money, you just leave him alone and let him go. Because, you know, he figures things out on his own, you know, way before you could ever tell him what to do. He's super bright. He knows all about pitching. I think that he's learning on, you know, about the velocity and when he needs to use it and when he doesn't need to use it and when to try and be, you know, more efficient and protect his pitch count so he can go deeper in games. I mean, he's just making so much progress for a guy that, you know, hasn't been in a big leagues even for a full year yet. It's amazing. He is the man.
What'd he tell you about his hitting?
He could hit. Well, he did. He's also very humble. He didn't say it like I just did. He goes, well, when they let me hit, he goes, I always thought I was a pretty good hitter. So that's kind of where he left it.
Does he want to hit here? Did he get the sense he'd like a couple cracks at major league pitching?
Yeah, I kind of got that sense that he wouldn't mind someday going up there and seeing what he could do. Everybody wants to do that. I always thought, too, that talking to regular players, every one of them always wanted to, I think I could go out there for an inning and get guys out. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say. It's just like the pitchers talking about how good they could hit.
Right. Well, Bob, we appreciate the time. It'll be interesting to watch Skeens again. It's always an event. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting pitching matchup. Yeah, they got Peralta going. You might want to, you get to the game a little early because it might be a fast one. the last one Skeens pitched when they did like an hour and 58 minutes or something like that.
Those are the best kind for me.
Yeah, it could be like that again with the pitching matchup we got tonight. So I'll see you guys later.
See you, Bob.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
What a nice man he is, huh, Limits? They don't get much nicer, in my humble opinion,
not at
do
all.
They?
And Bob stuck around to say goodbye.
See what I mean? As I was saying, how nice he was, there he proved it again. Most water rescues in our area are serviced by local volunteer fire departments. A rescue boat can cost over $50,000. That's why we're hosting the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, to raise funds for volunteers who serve our community. Donate now at 937thefan.com, presented by Living Treasures Animal Park, Southside Plumbing and Heating, and Piata.
Oh, and Joe.
Yes?
We never gave away some tickets for the listeners today.
Why don't you take us through that, Limits?
Let's do it.
Because I think you're better at that.
I don't know about that. But you can call now to win two tickets to see The Beach Boys featuring Mike Love on May 30th. It's at Timber Rock Amphitheater. Two tickets to see The Beach Boys featuring Mike Love. Caller number...
Three.
To your dear friend, City Limits. Wins the tickets at 412-928-9370.
Do you wish you had been born in another era, Limits? Like maybe you would have been...
What era?
I don't know, a hippie. You would have been Limits the hippie and gone to Woodstock, maybe the 60s?
I don't know if I would have
smoked
been a good
hippie.
Smoked
a lot of pot, maybe tripped on acid and went to concerts?
Oh, would I have had a Doc Ellis game on the mound?
Maybe. Oh my God. Speaking of that... A little birdie just told me that you were traded in the Baldwin Wiffle Ball League.
No, entirely
false. Is that
true? Ben Tenuta has no idea what he's talking about. He saw that...
Did you pitch a game on acid?
No. Ben Tenuta saw the Instagram post for Baldwin Wiffle Ball that was made. It was me doing doing an interview after one of our weeks this last week.
Wait a second.
And he saw
an
me wearing...
interview with who? For Baldwin Wiffle
Somebody was
Wiffle
interviewing
Ball?
Me, yeah.
Just for ball?
Yeah, our buddies, we just do it. One teammate will interview somebody else.
Right.
We'll put it on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that I was traded in my own league.
That's what he told
that
me.
That I run, that I'm the captain of
yes,
my same team
that's
for
what
6 years.
He told me.
Well, he texted me this last night, and I was like, no, you're entirely wrong, because he saw a picture of us that we played in a national tournament wearing different shirts.
Hmm. Do you have any big trips coming up?
We're going to Vermont in August for that tournament that we went to last year, the Vermont Summer
All
Classic.
All right, now this time,
diabetes.
I know, for what?
Benefiting type 1 diabetes. We're raising money.
That's fantastic.
To support those with type 1 diabetes.
And I know I told you this last year, but I've been meaning to get to that part of the country to play golf. Vermont's
yes.
close to Maine, yes? Limits?
Yeah, Vermont is close to Maine.
So I'm going to go there and play golf, and then I'll come over to your wiffle ball thing and maybe sing an anthem. You like that?
I think that's a great idea, Joe, and I appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.